Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First pitch swinging, high drive to center. Ryan likes the look of it. Thomas will watch it go. Ryan O'Hearn for the second straight night. He stopped at second to be sure, but he is being waved around the bases. A first pitch, three-run home run, and the Orioles are back on top.
And that was right after the pickoff at third base. Of Ramon Urias. First of all, Tomo Sugano, went seven innings, giving up two earned runs on just five hits, three strikeouts, no walks. He gave up two home runs, both solo. Now, I didn't know whether or not he was going to come out in the seventh inning because he had, I think he finished the sixth inning with 70 pitches, am I right? Like 74 pitches, I think he finished the sixth
inning. It was lower than what I expected.
It was 62?
I thought it was 72
because he didn't throw a lot of pitches in the seventh. I thought he hit like 70 up to like 70.
He may have,
yeah, I thought he was up to like 70 after six innings, and then he came out in the seventh inning and he finished with fewer than 90 pitches.
Yeah,
that is what we heard, Ed, about Tomo when he came over here.
Well, now have your view? I saw Jacob Calvin Meyer pointed out. That, I'm sure it's tongue-in-cheek about Corbin Burns having a five-run ERA, and maybe they did get an ace in the offseason with Tommy. I understand that's tongue-in-cheek.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
JCM. But no, looking at, have you changed on him at all? What are your thoughts on, we've seen him a couple times. He's a pitcher's pitcher. He's not going to overwhelm you, and I think he's going to have a lot of games like this where he's going six and throwing 80 pitches.
Well, we recall, I didn't have
87.
No, I said through six he had. I thought he had.
He threw 87 total.
Yeah, total, yeah.
87 throughout the game, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have an opinion about him at the very beginning. And I still don't because I don't think he's thrown enough games. I can't go on what he did in another country. I'm glad if you're going to get a guy from Japan, get one of the best. I'm glad about that. You're not getting a project from there. But at the same time, what I see so far, I like. I think the first game against Toronto, he was extremely nervous. He was sweating bullets. He looked like he ran a half marathon before the game started.
I think my man Ason said it best.
What is it?
Japan's in the house! That's Old Dirty Bastard for some other people. But yeah, look, he looks fine. And that's the big concern. I call them imports all the time. You just don't know because of the level of competition they're facing. And it's one of the reasons when you talk about like the KBO, we have players here that can't pitch to save their life, have a 5-6 run ERA, just absolute gas cans that go over there and light those kids
Tommy
up.
Hunter.
Tommy Hunter. You could go, if you want to go with all the old Oriole pitchers, remember Aaron Brooks?
Yep.
Remember Mike Wright?
Yep. Mike Wright went over there and had a career.
Because he's throwing 99 miles an hour, and those guys are used to all the breaking pitches until they're able to catch up to it. So, the competition level's different. My concern with Sugano was that, he throws every 6 days. So what's it going to be like? Are we going to get to a point in July where we're like, man, he's taxed?
Yeah. And I like Mike Wright, man. I was so upset that he couldn't make it over here. I thought he had good stuff. He just had it was straight too often. Mm-hmm. Like Jeremy said, that works over there, not over here.
Well, I tell you what, though. What works anywhere is control.
Yeah.
This guy's got elite control, though. You know, he's throwing 70-mile-an-hour changeups and, 80-something-mile-an-hour fastballs. But he hits exactly where he wants to hit. Doesn't walk anybody. It's amazing. And I think it's a real lesson. Like, we're so used to the radar gun now. You watch this guy pitch. He was getting, people were swinging and missing on him last night. Not a ton. He didn't get a lot of strikeouts, obviously. But that control and his stuff, it's really something to watch as opposed to here where we're so obsessed with, approaching triple digits on that gun.
You guys both played baseball before. I don't care what level you played it on. When you have a guy that's throw slow, then all of a sudden they throw something straight that normally you would hit a country mile. Well, you're geared. He's been throwing you so many wrinkles that he slows your bat down.
It's like the reverse of the changeup.
Exactly. Yeah. So now the fastball is like, man, this is a dumb fastball. It's not even a real fastball, but it worked because he rocked you to sleep, essentially.
The other thing that happens, and why I think you're going to see a lot of lower pitch counts from him or going deeper into games like you did last night, is he gets a ton of soft contact.
Yeah.
So even when you walk a guy, give up a base hit, whatever it may be, you have chances for double plays. He's been really good and really efficient, and I don't know if you guys saw – oh, God, who was it talking about him and how much they liked? Oh, the pitching ninja guy was saying he's just really smart in his approach to how he's pitching. And it's just something we're going to notice more and more that we get to watch him. But he looks pretty good. He's just not overpowering. So I think at any given moment, he could have a really ugly day.
Speaking of looking really good, what is going on with Ryan O'Hearn right now? Yeah. He was 2-for-3 yesterday with a home run, three driven in. On the season, he's batting .326. With a .587 slugging. His OPS is, 991 right now.
Did you hear his quote last night to Andy Koska? Well, I mean, he said it to everybody, but Koska retweeted it. O'Hearn said, "As far as my baseball career goes, this is without a doubt the best thing that's ever happened to me. You guys know this. I was thinking about Japan. I was thinking about what am I going to do next. I don't take it for granted. I love showing up for work every day." He loves Baltimore, man. And again, getting this opportunity he's had here and seeing it take off, they're putting him in the best possible situation to succeed, except when they put him in the outfield. But he's done a phenomenal. Well, it's not his forte.
I hit.
Yeah, like Billy Ripken. I brought this up. I was talking about, why are you putting Altuve in the outfield? Why are you taking O'Neill Cruz and put him in? Let him play his position.
Back in the late '90s, you know what Harold Baines' walk up music was?
What?
"I'm not a player. I just crush a lot." That's Ryan O'Hearn. that's Ryan O'Hearn, man. I mean, he just goes out there and mashes. By the way, now, Jeremy, you always acknowledge the fact that the Cleveland Guardians pitching is so good.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I agree with you. The numbers don't lie.
It's always sneaky good, too, because you're like, where'd that guy come from?
However, Gunnar Henderson didn't read that memo.
No.
His career against Cleveland, his batting average, .356. His OPS, 1.078. That's his career against the Cleveland Guardians.
Is that good? High score. High score, what's that mean? Is that good?
Oh. He didn't read the memo about the pitches not being that good, man. And yesterday, he led off the game. I'm not lead off the game. He's the second bat. His first at bat. He had a solo home run, put the Orioles up 1-0. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I like in watching Gunnar, he's one of those guys that I feel weird when I say it, that he could be the first billion-dollar player. But we have to get out of our heads with that, because the way things have gone in baseball with the next superstar coming up and how ridiculous the contracts have gotten, it's not an absurd thing to say.
No, it's not.
It really isn't in this day and age. Now, if baseball can somehow get some sort of cap/floor, which they're going to try to push for, and they're not going to get, so maybe I'm just talking in circles, then that could obviously be a help to keeping those numbers down. But there's a handful of teams that are driving the price up on everyone.
Heston Kjerstad, Solid J, is a big boy, big strong boy. One that, he's a left-handed hitter, so if you do platoon him, which means he should play a lot because they're more righties than lefties, that ball he hit yesterday, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This is the guy we've been waiting to see. He was long delayed, but here now, and I'll tell you, I love seeing him play. I'd love to see him play every day. Because once you get into, as you get into rhythm, man, he is strong, though.
He put the game away.
He did. Yeah.
What do you guys think of Batista's whip? Is it 2? but it really hasn't come back to haunt him. I don't know if you guys have looked at it. Two runners on last night again, two strikeouts.
Yeah. I like the way Hyde puts him in non-save situations. Work on the stuff. Work on the stuff. He'll be fine. The last two at-bats look more like Batista. That I think he finished the game with a slider, am I right? It was a wrinkle on it.
I think you're right.
It was a wrinkle to it. It started off in the batter's hands and finished up just inside the plate on tight on the batter. So it had a lot of movement on it. Well, it'll be fine.
Again, looking at the starting pitching coming up, this weekend's very interesting. You're facing a Cincinnati team with a ton of speed. They have pop. By the way, Austin Hayes hit a home run yesterday. Don't forget, he's on the Reds, so he's coming back to Baltimore today.
I want to see him get the same love that Santander
got. He should.
I want to see him get – he's a former All-Star, too. I want to see him get the same love that Santander
got. I know it sounds silly, but there is a special place in my heart for the guys that went through those crappy
ass
seasons.
Me too, man.
If you're a competitor going through that, and it's 162 games of just, hey, man, we're going to get our ass whooped again tonight. Come on, let's go do something.
Let me go do my job.